QST, QST, QST. This is N7IBV calling all radio amateurs, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association's General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like further information, please contact or please see our website at w4va.org. That's Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and any other information regarding or related to the amateur radio activities. Announcements for today. Club meeting coming up tomorrow evening. Your choice of attendance, either on in person at the PATH Foundation building in Warrenton or online via WebEx. Information is available on the website, of course, and links to the WebEx meeting. Meeting starts at 7:15 p.m. local, and you're all welcome to attend whichever session you'd like. Masks are up to the discretion of the individual if you come in person. So see you one way or the other. We'll be looking forward to having a presentation from Bruce, KM4GDX. He'll be basically prepping us for the upcoming Great Pumpkin Ride, which is the other announcement. The Great Pumpkin Ride will be coming up on the 23rd of this month. Yeah, that's a Saturday. It runs in the morning, basically, from around 9 a.m. to noon, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, something like that. Bruce will have more details on that for us tomorrow evening. We will not be riding, of course. We'll be operating as radio and communications support at the various rest stops and at the main starting point also. So, should be interesting, a lot of fun. Hopefully, more of you can come out than we currently have listed, signed up to help out. So that should be a lot of fun. Nothing else going on this month that I'm aware of. Does anybody else have any other announcements? This is N7IBB. Go ahead. Okay. We'll go ahead and do check-ins now. Anyway, this is N7IBB. Go ahead, and anyone would like to join the net, please give me a call.
This is K1HTV Mobile in Warrenton.
Thanks for KU.
In and out.
K4GG, in and out.
KN4SPL.
Garzulu Hotel.
Okay, I've got Rich, K1HTV Mobile, KX4KU. I think I heard K3FR in there, doubled with somebody who I think may have been Bob, KN4SPO. Standby one. What am I looking for? And I thought whoever it was said they were in and out. AK4GG, I've got you in and out. KN4OZH, let's pick up. KN4SPL, I did get you in there, but I don't know if you're in and out. So anyway, let's pick up from there and either pick up new check-ins or corrections. Go ahead.
KO4IUM.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Kilo November, and now.
Okay. Right, that's, let's see, we picked up KO4IUM, Nick, and KO4QKN, James. Bob SPL, are you in and out? Is that correct?
Nope, I'm in general check-ins.
Okay, anybody I missed, this is N7IBV. Okay, we'll just have a general chat tonight. Anything you've done that's interesting, exciting, or noteworthy, or irritating, whatever you've done for ham radio, electronics, or frankly, anything that's related to any of those things you'd like to share with us tonight or bring up for a discussion item. Go ahead, and we'll start out with Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. And so, hi, VV in the net from K1HTV Mobile. Just leaving Warrenton now, heading west on 211. Not too much going on. We had a magnetic storm over the weekend, which kind of put a damper on the DXing. Still was able to work DX, but mostly a north-south pattern. Did work an interesting one. It worked to Japan on 15 via a very skewed path during the, I think it was Saturday night. The magnetic storm started, and the first signs were that the direct path to Japan was not there. He swung the beam up towards 330 degrees, which is northwest from this location, and that's where JA is, and the signal from JA7QIA disappeared. I'd worked him from 160 through 6 meters. A very, very active ham in Japan. I worked him on a number of bands, almost all the bands. But his beam, he said he was aiming towards New Zealand, and my beam was aiming towards Hawaii instead of Japan. Interesting propagation. That happens during magnetic storms where the direct path is blocked by the storm going on, and the path tends to be a skewed path. Also noticed an Indonesian station coming from due east. Normally you expect a long path to be south-southeast, and this one's coming during the mag storm from the due east. And that was on 15 meters also. Other than that, the expedition is still going on. I believe C9OK is going to be winding down pretty soon. The de-expedition to Comoros Island, the D60, Alpha Charlie and Alpha Delta, have gone QRT, which means they stopped sending. For those who don't know the Q signals, ran into New Ham just south of me in Rixieville. He checked into the repeater yesterday. His call is KO4 Tango Uniform Sierra. His name is Tim, and he plans, I invited him to the meeting, and Tim said he's gonna make it. So we'll look for Tim tomorrow and welcome him to the club. At least let him know that he's more than welcome from down there in Rixieville. KO4 Tango Uniform Sierra. That's about it. Other than taking down the top 25 feet of a 90-foot tree that came down from the center of the left drive part of the driveway all the way almost to the street, shattering in dozens and dozens of pieces. Finally took the saw to it, got about 25 feet of it out of the driveway, not the driveway, the upper part of the grassy part of the lower part of the driveway. So a lot of work. That's about it from here. Hopefully the propagation is improving, so we'll see a little bit better conditions as the days go by. See you guys tomorrow on the at the meeting. One question of you, Brad, will somebody be monitoring 5-2? Because I will be at a Knights of Columbus meeting. Probably won't get there till 7:30, and by then the door is usually locked. So I'll hope that somebody has an HT on 5-2 to open the door for the latecomers. N7IBV, this is K1HTV Mobile.
Okay, Rich, we'll try to have somebody on 5-2, or if worse comes to worse, we'll have somebody on Echolink, just on the repeater. So you can call either way, but mental note for the VP coming up next on our program tonight is to somebody bring an HT and have that on 5-2. Go ahead, Kevin, KX4KU, 7IBV.
N7IVV, KX4KU. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Looking forward to the meeting tomorrow. I have to say that for some reason tonight, there's a lot of hash coming from the hill, at least to me. I have no idea why this happens sometimes. I hope it's not the same way going back. I don't have much exciting new report, other than, like I said, looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow and gearing up to hopefully redo all the ropes on my antenna this weekend. We'll see. Best laid plans, as they say. I'll turn it back over to you and 7IVV, KX4KU, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, and have fun with that project. I'm following up on what, anyway, following up. K3FR, Ron, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, very good, Brad. and well, I haven't been too active on the air. I've been monitoring 6 meters, 2 meters, and I had a little bit of 6 meter activity on Sunday. Generally, not much on 6 meters, but I did manage to put some time in there. 2 meters, it's mostly been morning stuff, the ducting up to New England and out to the coast down to North Carolina. Spent Saturday at the Culpeper Air Fest and blew off about 1,300 images into the digital card and ended up with about 560 or so that were potentially usable. I have to do a second level culling now and see where they're at. Did have a good time despite the fact that it was cloudy. Got a few good shots and enjoyed that. Then looking into a coupled radiator antenna, CR antennas, as a potential multi-band design for in my my attic upstairs. Get around the HOA restrictions on outside antennas, etc. If anybody has any experience with them, certainly be willing to or like to hear something and any guidance, any suggestions that they've had. Looking at potentially 30 through 10 meters. I'll pick up the work bands in there too, as well. So, that's about it, Brad. We'll be getting over, I don't think this month, but look for me next month at the meeting. I'm going to try to get to it. And 7IVD, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, great. Thanks for that. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. CAN4SPL, Bob, what you up to tonight?
And 7IVV, in the net from CAN4SPL. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for running the net. And, let's see, I'm looking forward to actually having a weekend coming up, and I should have thrown this out on announcements, but there's a tailgate party down in Massaponics on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, so I'm looking forward to getting down there and spend some of this cash I've been making on the weekends. I'm picking up coax and hopefully a crimp tool and learn how to crimp coax correctly, because I'll tell you, there's one problem I always have in the shack is buying lengths of coax. I feel like it's a waste of money, besides getting a roll of it and then you can make your own length, because I can tell you a lot of the times 25 feet is not enough and 30 foot is too long, so I'm always there in that pickle in between. So that's what I'm going to be looking for at that tailgate party. So hope to see anyone out there. That's about all I got. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, coax is kind of an interesting game to play. It's a lot easier to be able to make your own. But, I don't know, it's kind of up and down. Crimping is a whole lot easier than soldering, I've finally learned. And I actually picked up a crimper here a while back. And, of course, as soon as I did that, I made one piece of coax, and now I'm done. So, anybody needs to borrow it, just holler. KM4OZH, Gil, what's up to you tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. Yeah, not to get off subject, one it was, you buy a length of coax, and even if it is 2 feet longer than you need, well, then there's a 2-foot piece to make a jumper out of. So, I don't know, Bob. I think that that's all. It works itself out in the end. And every jumpman early on, every jumper that I bought 3 feet or 2 feet or whatever, well, I ended up cutting them up to make exact length jumpers for my mobile rig, so they're not, so they fit well, and you can't mix them up because they won't go to the wrong place. And so anyway, but that's I'm just working on some various things here. My $6 solar outfit that I bought at a tractor auction and seems to work perfectly. It's got way too many computer features in the controller, the charge controller, but that's okay. It was all preset, and cleaned some connections and let the sun shine on it, and it was a $6 well spent, 110 watts. And Brad, I will be tomorrow evening. I will be there early to help with setup. I will get there on time this meeting, and that's all I got. KM4, OZH, back to net.
Okay, Gil. Well, great. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Appreciate the help. And don't feel bad if somebody happens to get there before you. It's just not a big deal to set up, but I appreciate you being the point man and taking care of that for me. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens here. KM4, IUM, what you guys up to today? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KO4, IUM the net. Doing well tonight. Let's see. Worked W8 APS, and his dad, KB4, I think REM was what it was, helped doing a soda along with his niece, 11-year-old Cameron, earlier in this week. That was a lot of fun. Bree also got on the air and talked for a little while with Cameron for that. And then last night, the 4-H Amateur Radio Club had their first official meeting. Last month we had our like introduction meeting and then had our first official meeting. I actually went and got a portable antenna down from the ham radio store. Jury's still out on performance on that. I knew it was going to be not as great as running a wire, but it was easier than throwing wires up in the tree for an hour. For the time being, and I think part of it was probably still recovering from the solar flare, but tried to let the kids dial around on the radio at the end of the meeting, and they found a few U.S.-based stations could pick up some Morse code, but no great single sideband. So we'll try it again when there's not as much solar activity going on after a solar storm, and hopefully that'll perform a little bit better for us next time. So if not, I recently picked up the antenna book and have been going through that, planning out which designs I want to do first. So that's always an option as well. This is KO4 IUM, back to net.
Okay, well, very good. I'm sure that everybody will get really jazzed about the radio thing as this time goes on. And especially as they start being able to monitor and listen and whatnot, I definitely should plan on introducing them to things like K1RA's Kiwi SDR website and those kinds of things, and they can tune around and listen anytime they want to, of course. So that should be a lot of fun for them. Oh, I guess James said he was in and out. KO4QKN, is that true? If you're there, call back. If not, then don't. N7IVB. Okay, there you go. All right, any more check-ins tonight or rechecks? This is N7IVB. Give me a call.
KX4O.
W8BT.
Okay, KX4O, John, and W8BT, Travis, go ahead and say hi to us, John. Get over to you.
Just here to say hello to everyone. Been a while. And hope your day is great. KX4O, back to net.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. You have a good evening, John. W8BT, welcome home, and go ahead.
Good evening, all in the net. This is W8BT. I'm actually not home yet. I'm still in Houston. I'm transmitting via Echo Link. Apparently it sounds pretty good, I guess, if you thought I was home. I just came in there during Nick's comments. I was a little bit late, but I haven't done much radio stuff, but I have used Andy's Kiwi SDR while I was down here on Sundays to listen to the Redskins game on WTEM 980. That was very handy because everything to stream via the internet wanted to make me pay money. So I want to thank Andy for his Kiwi SDR. That was really nice. It sounded great, and I will be checking in to the meeting via WebEx tomorrow night via my aunt's AT&T fiber internet. I saw Steve's thing today on the reflector about the thing. Now I'm actually wishing we didn't have Comcast at my house. I'd rather have fiber optic. My aunt's speed test down here via Ethernet have registered about 500 megabits per second over about 600 megabits per second upload, which just kind of blew my mind. But anyway, hope everybody's doing well up there. I'll hope to see you all at the meeting. This is W8BT back to net.
Yeah, it's real easy to get spoiled by someplace, somebody, something when you get really fast internet access. For those of us that spend a lot of time on the internet when we need to. You know, it's interesting, though, that depending on what you're doing, so many people just use the internet for streaming video. And it's amazing how comparatively little bandwidth you need to do that compared to what's actually available. A lot of times when we get things, you know, heaven forbid we should all still be on DSL, but, you know, DSL actually performed pretty well, all things considered. But most of us are definitely spoiled with a little bit better connectivity. Well, okay, we'll call it a night. Short net again tonight, but thanks everybody for checking in. And this is N7IVV, and this has been the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which we hold every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time. So don't forget to be here and enjoy the time with us. We also have a net on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. as well, so put that on your calendars if you haven't already. Stand by. Okay, if anybody has any questions or would like further information, you can see our website at w4va.org. There you'll find information as well as contact information on how to reach members of the board and others if you have specific questions. This is N7IVV closing the Fahrenheit and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
K1HTV, KL4IUM.
Whiskey, 8, Bravo, Tango, disconnected.